present Alphabetical Order by Michael Frayn, adapted for radio by Dickon Reed, and starring Penelope Wilton as Lucy, Rosalind Ayres as Leslie, and Martin Jarvis as John.
She'll be here in a minute.
Thank you.
Anyway, you'll be all right now. This, my dear, is the Cuttings Library.
Yes.
You know what they say. It's not much, but it's home.
Yes.
Yeah. You can put your things here on the window ledge. Look, that's where she puts hers.
Thank you.
She won't be long. She'll explain everything to you. Now, she sits here. So, if you sit down there, you'll be all right, you see. You'll be lovely.
Thank you.
I'm just a moment now. Just move these files off.
Oh, sorry.
No. Now, you'll be all right. Look, I'll put them here if she wants them.
Sorry.
No, you'll be all right now. Oh, yes. Everyone in the paper likes Lucy.
Yes. I met her at the interview.
Oh. Well, I'm Geoffrey, the messenger. I'm in and out all the time, you know. I mind everybody's business. Yours included. Anything you want to know about this office, ask Geoffrey.
Right, thank you.
Have you ever worked in a newspaper library before?
Not in a newspaper library, no.
Oh, yes. Well, don't worry about it. You'll be all right, you know. Don't worry. She'll be here in a minute. Or sometime.
Payments 1957 to 1961. Good heavens. I'm afraid she's not here yet. I don't think she'll be long.
Ah.
Could I help at all? I'm the new assistant librarian. I'm afraid I don't really know where anything is. I don't know how the library's arranged. But perhaps I could do something?
Yes. Okay. Someone, some spokesman on education, another one, hard edge.
Yes.
Someone, I assume, in the Labour Party. Only I somehow have a hunch it wasn't someone in the Labour Party, that it was someone more surprising than that. Or possibly not. Possibly it was someone quite obvious said. Or perhaps wrote, but I think said, about 2 years ago, but it may have been three or four, or further back still, since I suffer from what amounts to almost total temporal blindness, if there is such a condition, and if there isn't, I'm now announcing its discovery, though not its cure. Said something to the effect that corporal punishment was better than selective education because selection, something like made, as it were, brothers and sisters, or some such categories of close blood relationship, into, as it were, enemies, or something equally undesirable.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid I've only just arrived.
It was reported somewhere in something about halfway down a right-hand page.
I don't really know how the library works.
I just want to know who said it, and also when he said it, and where he said it, and what it was he said, and whether he said it at all, or whether I've merely imagined it. I'm writing a leader on, obviously, enough education, if it helps to know that, which I think it almost certainly doesn't.
I think the librarian should be here at any moment now.
Most probably she'll have filed it under... who said it, which we don't know, or the occasion he said it upon, which we don't know either. But conceivably, she may also, or alternatively, have it under, as it were, education, or as it were, selection, or as it were, corporal punishment, or punishment corporal, or Labour Party, or Party's Labour. I like your sort of pendant thing.
Oh, thank you.
I find silver far more deeply affecting than gold. I often think, and when anyone says they often think something, it means they've just thought of it now, that you could divide mankind into, as it were, silver and, as it were, gold people. So, you've just arrived, have you?
Yes.
You are, as we say, joining the paper.
Yes.
What strange things young people get up to these days. I wonder if it was something that was said at a party conference. I think she's got old party conferences in one of those brown paper parcel things up there.
Shall I get them down?
I'll try it to this. Listen to this. Spot the odd one out. Edinburgh, Editors Guild of Edmonton, Edmund Sir Arthur, British Museum. Edmund Sir Arthur. That should be with Edmund's Benefits under H.
This one's World War II Middle East.
I love the little, as it were, hollows in the back of your knees.
Sorry?
You can't help wondering, when I say you, I mean one, when I say one, I mean I, you can't help wondering about the fundamental doctrine of logical atomism, that the world is everything which is the case. Because at each moment, more and more is the case, so that if the world is everything which is the case, then the world is in a state of continuously increasing logical density. Logical space, which is the domain of the propositions of language, begins empty, and then, as the universe ages, becomes ever more densely filled with the structure of fact, which may offer a good analogy with the picture which some cosmologists have proposed of the continuous creation of matter in physical space, and which certainly suggests to me, though perhaps not yet to you, a room gradually filling up with dog-eared yellowy newspaper until one can no longer breathe. So, why don't you and I say, as it were, swaddle this, and as it were, slide off to the cinema of the afternoon?
I can't find anything about party conferences up here. She's still not here, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. You're sure there's nothing I can do?
Well, you could try getting down off his chair.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh.
Is this your chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I didn't realise there was anyone else who worked in here.
There isn't. He doesn't.
I see. Sorry.
ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ.
Yes.
You haven't just arrived in this town, have you?
I came down the day before yesterday.
Oh, God, I suppose I'd better take you out tonight and show you where the only decent Indian restaurant is, hadn't I, Arnold?
Yes.
Oh, well...
No, you won't find it yourself, I can assure you, because it's hidden away on the first floor of a Bengali grocer. If you don't find it, the gastronomic possibilities of this great city are such that you will rapidly succumb to either malnutrition or food poisoning, or both. So, purely in the interest of public health, I shall come here and collect you when you finish work this evening. Oh, hello, Lucy. You didn't die in that mysterious accident in Argentina in 1946, then?
Is this the invitation to the Indian restaurant?
Yes.
Already?
What do you mean already? The courts presumed you dead about 5 years ago.
I am sorry about this, Leslie. No.
Look, some bloody person, some spokesman on education, I assume in the Labour Party, said, or wrote, but I think said...
This is a quote.
Something about corporal punishment being better than selection.
Well, hold on. They're all mad in this place, aren't they, Arnold?
Yes.
What are you on for today?
Witches.
Witches? I'll see what we've got. Have you found somewhere to live, Leslie?
Yes, sort of.
I suppose I should be making a speech of welcome. Should I?
Oh, no.
Well, I should be doing something, telling you about the traditions of the paper or showing you where the loo is. I should have been here when you arrived, at any rate. God, that's awful, not even being here.
No, I was early.
Look, could you start on the cutting?
The cutting, yes.
If we don't get the cutting finished by 5 when the sub-editors come in and things start warming up, we'll be in trouble. I suppose you don't really know what to do.
Just tell me.
Well, in this office, we only cut the Times, the Guardian, and ourselves. Look, 2 copies of each. So you can cut the back and the front of each page. You're cutting this day. Power Play Talks Breakthrough. Now cut it nice and neatly so it doesn't mess up the other stories around it. Now, Stamp it. Times, Guardian, Us. Make sure you've got today's date on it. Then underline the key word in the headline so we know where to file it. Power Pay Talks Breakthrough. Pay. No, power. No, pay.
Talks Breakthrough.
Power. No, pay, pay, pay. Well, your guess is as good as mine. All right? Hold on. Now, when you've stamped it and marked it, put it carefully to one side in some quiet place for filing. My tip is to use the floor. I usually use the floor for cutting, as a matter of fact. Well, I use the floor for everything. The floor's always clear in the early part of the day because the cleaners come in the morning and they take everything off the floor and put it on the tables. All right? Hello? Hello? Oh. Do I cut everything? Oh, good God, no. Sorry. Be very selective. I see. What do I select? You select... well, the kind of thing... that the kind of people who produce our kind of paper would want to know about to go on producing a paper of our kind.
I see.
I don't know whether you've ever read the paper.
Yes.
Really?
I started taking it when I heard I'd got the job.
Good God.
That's what's wrong with this paper. It's produced by the kind of people who read it.
Well, then, you know what kind of thing we want. Don't bother with sport or fashion or by-elections. What we want are facts. Facts and figures.
Anything in millions?
Yes, millions are good.
Or billions?
Not billions. When you get to billions, it's all fancy stuff.
Anything about education for me? Also anything about Southern Africa, China, the despoliation of national parks, the destruction of public transport, energy reserves, or monosodium glutamate?
No colour pieces, no think pieces.
Except by members of the staff?
Except, of course, by Arnold and John. And they're filed under Arnold and John.
I see.
Look, well, look, just start at the top left-hand corner of each page and run your eye down the columns.
Don't read.
No, no, don't read.
Reading causes a variety of pathological anxieties, don't
it? Reading slows you down. Real peace hopes. No, no hopes and fears. Nuclear energy fears grow. Yes? Well, it's nuclear. Worst month ever for trade figures. Yes, because it's trade and it's full of little M's, meaning millions. And it's the worst ever. Princess shaken in fall. No, we don't care about royalty. Oh. Oh. I still haven't found that little girl.
You're reading.
Oh, it's 5 days now.
You're reading?
Yes, never read.
Never read.
Shall I cut it? No, no. Well, you get the general principle. What I've tried to do since Eric died and I became librarian is simply to continue as he would have wished. I see. That was a joke. Oh, as one glance round the room might have told you. Sorry. All right, that's you fixed. Now, Arnold, witches. Modern witches?
I suppose so.
Witches, modern.
What about my quote?
John.
Yes, what?
A little something.
Oh, what is it?
Nothing, don't open it now.
What? Shirts.
Shirts.
My shirt.
I told you not to open it now.
Well, I don't understand. Why are you handing me two of my shirts?
Well, they've just come back from the laundry.
But why now? Why, as it were, here?
Well, I thought you might want them.
Why didn't you just leave them?
Leave them? Leave them where?
Wherever.
Where's wherever?
Well, I don't know. As it were, on the dressing table.
Until when?
Until whenever.
Oh, God.
Lucy.
What?
U.S. warned of Soviet space lead.
Were you listening to all that?
No.
Two clean shirts still don't solve my problem with the first leader.
What's your problem, Leslie?
U.S. warned of Soviet space lead.
I suppose so. Space? U.S. or Soviet Union?
I see.
Or space. Here you are, Arnold. Occultism. Not much in it.
Thanks. They took Megan into hospital this morning.
Oh, Arnold. Why didn't you say it before?
Simply ambulance.
Is this still the same business with her headaches?
Seems to have spread into her stomach now.
Oh, God, but what do they think it is?
They're going to do some tests.
Poor man.
Put some tubes down.
Oh, God.
She'll be all right. Thrive on it.
What about you?
No.
You'll just go and sit in the pub all evening, won't you?
Yes.
You'll have tubes down you before long.
That's right. Pour the beer straight down.
You will, you know.
Plumb me into the barrel.
You watch out.
What do you know about witches?
Oh, Arnold.
Hello, library.
By my calculation, the calculation I'm doing on the back of the education nursery school file to stop myself getting mad before and while I wait for my quote, by my calculation, which is based on the very incomplete data I've so far turned up in the files, by my calculation, the world contains somewhere around 225 billion atoms. Is the government, we wonder, fully aware of the magnitude of the problem it faces?
Oh, she's here, then. Oh, she's finally arrived. You've been looked after, Leslie?
Yes.
Ah, now here you are. This is what you've all been waiting for.
Hold on, I'll see what we've got. Magazines,
medical journals, foreign publications, you name it.
Do we have to cut these as well?
I'll show you what we do with these. Tripe. France correspondent, Charles Harland. Tripe, editor's wife. Tripe. There we are.
Isn't she lovely? I told you, didn't I, Leslie?
Yes. Don't take any notice of him.
Everyone loves Lucy. I was right, wasn't I?
Yes.
Geoffrey's a kind of endurance test we put all of you members of staff through.
No, seriously, though, isn't she a smasher?
It's like having some huge dog licking your face and knocking everything over with its tail.
She is, though, isn't she? Isn't she? Isn't she?
Yes, great. Hello? Yes, he does have an E on the end. He was named in the Commission of Inquiry and he's dead. Library?
If someone doesn't find me this quote soon, I'm going to start calculating the number of atoms in the universe.
Oh, God, there's John having a crafty smoke behind the filing cabinet. Great character, John. Professor or something at Oxford, he was. Fellow of one of those places, you know, All Saints, was it, John? Or something.
Yes,
or all mod con, but he had to leave because he knew it all already. Mm-hmm. Is that right, John?
Bugger off, Jeffrey.
He's always in.
So, life goes by.
This must all seem very strange to you, coming in from the outside.
Not at all.
We've got our own little ways of doing things here, you know.
It's a mess, in other words.
Yeah, oh yeah, but what a mess.
What a mess.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Matrimonial Causes Act, 1967. Hello? Well, which bit do you want? What? Oh, I see. Why didn't you say so before?
Oh, dear. Pat Walker.
Eleanor off on his travels again.
Oh, don't cry, Pat, love. Just tell me.
Take her mind off it. Ask her who said that corporal punishment was better than selection.
I'm sorry, love. There are people shouting.
They all come to Lucy, you know. Oh, what's your problem, Arnold?
Witches.
Witches? Oh, they think there's something in it now, don't they?
Do they?
Oh, yes, yes, rather. There is this write-up about this doctor. I think it was in the People, yeah. Or it might have been the News of the World, I'm not quite sure. And he said, frankly, all medicine was really witchcraft. Pure and simple. He said that when he wrote out a prescription for pills, it was no different from what they did in the old days, when they recited a spell.
Do not exceed the stated dose. You may turn into a frog.
Yes, well, it's all in the mind, running all over the place and phoning people up if somebody's written it down already, do you?
No.
Listen, love, I've gone right through that bit of the act. And I think what you ought to do is go and see him and just frankly punch him in the eye. Pat? Pat? Oh, God. That wasn't what she wanted to hear at all.
No, but these things have to be said, you know. Somebody's got to tell Pat Walker to punch Alan in the eye.
Library. Hold on. Silence. Violence. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lucy.
Oh, here she is. The lady herself.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello, Norm.
Hello, John. Hello, Arnold.
But answer came then. No, happy birthday to you.
That's that for me.
I was clearing up, all right. I'm sweet, you said. It's not for my sins.
What's your name?
Leslie.
Leslie. It's a pretty name. Oh, I like that. Well, I think it suits you. It's funny how some people's names are just right for them. Like Jeffrey. Oh, look at him, because he is a Jeffrey.
Oh, what about Arnold, then?
Oh, Arnold's a real Arnold, aren't you, Arnold?
Yes. And John here?
Yes, John's a John, all right. And Lucy's a Lucy. I think you're going to enjoy working here, you know.
Bless her heart.
No, we all dote on Lucy, don't we, Arnold?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we are all very fond of Arnold, aren't we, Arnold?
Yes.
Oh, we'd all be very sad if Arnold ever had to leave us.
No, I'm holding.
Even though he is rather a bad boy from time to time, but he's making great efforts to be good these days, and we're all very proud of him. Arnold, dear, how's Megan?
Oh, fine.
Laura, she went into hospital this morning.
Oh, Arnold, I am sorry. What's the trouble?
Green fly.
Arnold has this lovely way with sense of humour, which we all greatly treasure. Nothing serious, I hope, Arnold.
A sprain.
It's not her back again.
4 times a day after meal.
Arnold.
Caution, do not exceed the stated dose.
He's off.
Put that sprig on down, nurse.
It's great fun, Leslie, dear, when you get used to him.
Too late.
Oh, dear. And then there's John. You met John?
Oh, yes.
John's another much-loved cat. Isn't it, John? No answer. Well, that's John. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey, you must admit, when you arrived.
Yes.
Whatever shall we do without Jeffrey?
Oh, no. Nora's the one. It was all a pat on the back each day.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Anytime, Nora.
No, I appreciate that, because I do think that someone ought to tell people when they're loved and needed.
No, that's right. You tell them, Nora.
Yes, I will. And it's jolly nice to be told it back once in a while.
Yes.
Ruthie, my love, are you ready?
Oh, God, it's Wally.
Hello, Wally.
Are you packed? Where's the case? I can't see a case. What have you done with your suitcase?
Sorry.
Your suitcase.
Sharp instrument, 53. A blunt instrument, 26.
What's this? The football results?
Hitting, etc., 10.
Ah, we haven't met. I'm Wally.
Wally, this is Leslie.
Hello.
Lucy and I are secretly running off together. Oh, not a word.
Wally. Strangulation or asphyxiation, 28.
As soon as she's lit on the phone, yeah. Leslie, we're away.
Shooting, 16. Other methods, 5. All right. Don't mention it. Bye. Hello, Wally. What do you want?
We're off.
We're off?
We're off.
Today's the day.
Today's the day as ever was.
You've got the ticket?
The carriage awaits.
We're going by carriage.
I've got the ticket.
Then off we go.
Off we go. Oh.
What?
Just one thing. Our door.
As door.
Let's just look at the cuttings, the union of shops, distributive now out workers, and write a little piece about the strike, and then we're away.
Then we're away.
I do hope you're not giving Leslie the wrong impression.
Is she coming too?
Oh, God.
How are Jane and the children?
And you?
Jane and the children, how are they?
The Usdor file, that's what's holding us up.
I've seen it somewhere.
I can't find it.
Well, I remember distinctly I put it down here.
Oh, yes! The search parties are up!
It'll be under all these papers somewhere. Usdor.
It's not one of those folders on the shelf.
Well, then I cleared everything off here, and I put it over here. No, here. And then I put all the stuff here on the floor.
This is as good as a party.
The big part of the floor gets chalky pickies for prizes.
What are we looking for?
I found 2 lumps of sugar and a rubber mouth.
Oh, the cleaner would have picked it up off the floor and put it probably here.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Leslie's going to think about all this. Look at her. She thinks we're all crackers.
No.
No, she understands all right, don't you, Leslie?
Yes.
This isn't always like this.
No, sometimes we have bad days.
Look, I could find this thing in 2 seconds if people didn't keep shifting everything about and turning it over.
Oh, dear, we're spoiling her system.
What happened to all the stuff that was on here?
I put it here.
And where is it now? Oh. Those are the things I should be here.
Oh, well, for God's sake, here it is.
Oh. Well done, Lucy.
Couldn't stand the emotional strain.
We've lost him.
Poor old Arnold.
Poor old Arnold.
How is he going to manage while Megan's in hospital?
Live in the pub, I suppose. Someone ought to see get an evening meal. Someone ought to. Well, let's get on. Now, Leslie, you are going to look after our Lucy, aren't you?
Yes.
Because she's our very own and special Lucy and couldn't ever be replaced.
No.
Poor old Nora.
Poor old Nora.
You know where she's off to, don't you?
I can guess.
Yeah, chasing after Arnold. She'll get him in the end, you know. 6-4 on. Well, I better go and rest again.
Poor old Nora.
Yes, poor old Nora. Oh, well, I'll be back with the evening papers. Now, don't do anything as I wouldn't do.
Poor old Jeffrey.
Why poor old Geoffrey?
Oh, why not poor old Geoffrey? What's Geoffrey done that he shouldn't be poor old Geoffrey like everybody else? Oh, God, nearly time for the first tea, trolley. Look, will you phone me with that quote?
Sure.
And don't forget to say poor old John as soon as I'm out of the room. Come on, poor old John. I'm waiting behind the door to hear it.
You won't hear anything by hanging about behind the door.
No. I sometimes suspect I've so little objective reality that people don't even talk about me behind my back.
Poor old John.
What are you waiting for, Wally? You've got your folder.
Mm.
We'll run away together another time.
Oh, yes.
We'll run away together one of these days. Wally.
Well, take care of her, Leslie. Don't lose her. I'm putting you in charge of her.
Well, what do you think of them all?
He's deaf, isn't he?
Deaf? Who, Wally?
The one who wanted the Asdorf file.
Wally's not deaf.
Oh, I thought that was perhaps why he kept making those jokes.
Well, that's just Wally. That's just the way he is.
I thought perhaps it was so you didn't have to hear what people said to him.
He's not deaf.
Oh, sorry.
I shouldn't say he was deaf, exactly. I'm sorry about Arnold. She seems to have moved in here permanently. I don't quite know how that happened. He's mad, of course.
His wife's ill.
Oh, I don't suppose anything serious.
I gather from what he was saying that he doesn't get on with her.
He gets on with her.
Oh, I thought from what he was saying...
He gets on with her all right.
I see.
Anyway, he'll get on with their wife.
I'm sorry. I just thought perhaps that's why he drank. Liberals quietly confident at Dunfermline.
Look, Arnold's all right.
I'm sorry, it's just something that woman with the glasses said.
Nora. Oh, Nora. What did you think of her?
I thought she seemed... very nice.
She's all right, contrary to what you might think.
Yeah, I thought she seemed all right.
As a matter of fact, she's terrible.
Terrible? Is she?
Stale marshmallow with golden syrup poured all over it.
I must admit, I didn't really take to her.
No, she's all right, really. Arnold can't stand her. No by-elections. Oh, dear.
What?
You're not very impressed with us, are you?
Impressed?
You're supposed to be overawed coming to work here.
Well, I'm finding it all very interesting. You don't see a kind of halo round everything?
A halo? A kind of glow that makes sense of everything.
Well,
you don't.
A glow?
A kind of excitement, a kind of desirability.
Things don't glow.
Of course not.
I mean, they don't give off excitement. The excitement's in you, not in the things.
That's right.
Things don't have any value in themselves, do they? It's just what we do with them, what use we make of them, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Sorry.
No, you're right.
Church report finds spectre of alcoholism over the vicarage.
Yes, anything religious. I was overawed when I first came here. I suppose things were different then. All I can remember doing is standing in the pub in the middle of the day, drinking draught Guinness surrounded by very tall men who gazed slowly down at their beer and then said things that made me laugh.
That was Arnold, was it?
I didn't see you doing much laughing.
When?
when they were all in here.
They weren't making jokes.
We were all making jokes, nothing but jokes. We were all performing away like lunatics.
Performing?
For you.
Oh, sorry.
Good God, you don't think we're that lovable normally?
Well,
oh, I see. You didn't think we were that lovable even then.
Family die on M1.
How many?
Four.
No. Funny, really. There was this whole venerable organisation clowning away for an audience of one. And there was the audience of one gazing coldly back.
Not coldly.
Not warmly.
Not coldly or warmly.
Objectively.
Isn't that right?
Fine. Unless you happen to be the object.
I'm sorry.
Classifying away. This is a deaf man. This is a drunk.
I didn't say that.
No, you saw it.
I didn't see it like that.
You looked.
I couldn't not look.
You looked. And I saw. Oh, hello, Arnold. You escaped, then. Yeah. I suppose we're done for, really.
I shouldn't say that.
Oh, not much future in local institutions. Everything has to be centralised these days.
That depends.
What? On us?
Don't you think?
You're a great believer in local institutions, are you?
Aren't you?
Why aren't you more impressed with this one, then?
You mustn't let yourself be impressed by something you believe in. That's what's wrong with this place, isn't it?
Library. Oh, hello. How are you? Are you? That's nice. Hold on, I'll just look. A nice chance of this. God, I hate this town. 7:15. But the main film doesn't begin until 8:53. Of course not. Any time. Enjoy yourself. I'm not really cut out for this sort of work, actually.
That's quite funny.
Yes. Laugh, then. Or perhaps I've been cut out for it, but I haven't been marked up. I don't know which folder I'm supposed to be in. That's another joke. Do you feel like a librarian?
Among other things.
What other things?
Various other things.
She wants to be a reporter, Arnold.
Probably.
She's hoping the news editor will notice her. Big fire one afternoon in the city centre, and all the reporters out on jobs.
Except me.
Except you. Is that right, Leslie? Are you hoping to move on to higher things?
Sometime. Not yet.
I'm counting on you to help me get this place straight first.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
I really am. We all are. We're in a mess.
Don't worry.
Because I think I'm breaking up. I think I'm going to pieces, literally. Everything inside my head is coming unstuck. I was trying to get to sleep one night when I suddenly realised I didn't know who Catherine of Braganza was. I knew I'd known. I knew the name, Catherine of Braganza.
I thought Catherine of Braganza was Charles II's wife.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry.
No. Nice to know.
Sorry.
I couldn't get to sleep for thinking about it. I knew she fitted in something, but I couldn't think where. Was it the dissolution of the monasteries or the War of the Spanish Succession? And then I realised I didn't know where the War of the Spanish Succession fitted in either. Was it something to do with the Holy Roman Empire? Oh, I was awake all night trying to fit it together.
How old is Wally?
47.
How old are you?
Why do you want to know?
Because I don't see what you're waiting for.
Sorry. Even Arnold a shock. Anyway, he started writing his piece.
Sorry, that was a terrible thing to say.
You're 25.
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't see, would you?
I suppose not. Sorry.
You're back, Arnold. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Excuse us, Lucy.
Arnold, dear. If you've got to go to the hospital, come round and eat afterwards. In fact, I'll drive you down to the hospital in my trusty minivan. How about that?
Got to do something after the hospital.
What have you got to do, Arnold?
Got to go somewhere.
Where have you got to go, Arnold?
Somewhere.
Arnold, it would be a dreadful pity if you started to be a naughty boy again while Megan's not well, wouldn't it now?
Nora, He's got to go somewhere.
He says he's got to go somewhere.
Well, he says he's got to go
but
somewhere.
But I think he's fibbing. Aren't you, Arnold?
He's having supper with me.
Having supper with you?
Hmm.
When was this arranged?
Somebody, some spokesman on education said, or as I proposed in my alternative hypothesis, Rome.
Yes, we haven't forgotten.
Then where is it? Where is it?
Oh, excuse me, Lucy, darling. Don't try to go putting my foot in it. But won't you and John be wanting to have a quiet meal together on your own?
Could we just get this quote sorted out? I have a few other leaders to write before, as we say in the business, edition time.
What? No one got any work to do? Well, what a good thing I called. Here you are. There you are, the evening papers. Top still seven badges. Rail fares up. Blonde head jellic nighty nandy.
Oh,
well, what's the matter with Lucy?
I think she's trying to do too much.
I think she's trying to do too little.
Oh, come on, Lucy. Cheer up. You'll be all right. You've got Leslie to help you now. You've John and Laurie here to cheer you up. And you've got Arnold for company. Now, what more do you want?
Here I am. I'm there. And this time, Lucy, we are definitely leaving. Cross my heart and hope to die.
What do you want now?
I've got a ladder outside the window.
That's right, Wally. You cheer her up.
Where's the horse?
He can't hear you.
The horse is holding the ladder, right? Right. Off we go. Just one thing.
Oh, what is your hand?
Oh, my God, what have you been doing to you now?
Where do you want me to bleed? Over the tines or the garden?
Hold on, I'll get the first aid box.
Oh, Lucy, I'll soon have it handy up for you. The lady with the lamp.
You pushed
it. You know, I was just quietly putting my hand on this jeweller's window. Quietly punching the editor on the nose.
Oh, God.
What have you lost,
Lucy? The key.
You don't lock the first aid box.
Well, everyone was helping themselves.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It was my one bit of efficiency.
Oh, dear, this could be rather serious.
Should I be to die here, or should I go outside?
Locking the first aid box.
Well, you look after the bloody box. I didn't want to do it.
Look, let's all...
I always get zappy with these box jobs that no one else wants to do.
They're on the floor.
Organize all the collections for farewell presents, some the Christmas wrap.
All right.
I was sitting here selling tickets for the bloody staff dance. I even have to help the children's treat, and I haven't got any children. I hate children. I hate their parents too, but I'm sick of being nice. Everyone takes it for granted that I'm nice and I'm not. And I'm fed up with pretending to be. I'm also fed up with the effort of thinking everyone else is nice. I'm worn out with the sheer hard labour of seeing any sense in anything.
Calm down.
I sit here all day keeping nothingness stuck together by sheer effort and will.
All right,
and what happens? I lose the only thing that really matters. And now I have to watch Molly stand there and bleed to death.
He's not bleeding to death. It is, you know, it's running up my sleeve.
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly, I'm sorry. I've come all to pieces. I don't know what I'm doing.
Mind out, everyone.
Well, that's one way of opening it.
Sorry, I thought probably we'd better not wait to find the key. Sorry. Molly, give me your...
Well done!
Grand little helper you've got yourself here, Lucy.
What one might call a radical solution. Still, I always thought there must be, as it were, a reason for keeping a broken chair leg in here.
No, I'll tell you how I did it. I spiked myself.
Oh,
spiked yourself?
Put my hand on the spike. Threw myself away with the old copy. Psychosomatic self-crucifixion. It's a sad story.
Anyway, you're all right now. Yeah. What about you, Lucy? You back to Earth again, dear?
I'm back to Earth again. All finished, Wally.
Because we don't care about old Wally bleeding to death, but we don't like to see you upset, Lucy.
Excuse me, John.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be it? A child is afraid of being whipped and gets his task and there's an end on't. Whereas by exciting emulation and comparisons of superiority, you lay the foundation of lasting mischief. You make brothers and sisters hate each other.
Good God.
Is that it?
Yes. Oh,
Dr. Johnson.
Dr. Johnson. Oh, well. No, that's no use then.
Is that trying to tell us something?
Not 2 o'clock yet, John. They know the rules. No inquiries in my lunch hour.
I must say, you really have got things, as it were, organised, Leslie. I mean, your returned folder system was a breakthrough of gargantuan proportions, one might say. Amazing what one can achieve in a few, as it were, months.
Thank you.
Now, I think all I was saying was this. Does one want to be quite so, as it were, a pigeonhole? I'm not saying one doesn't. Perhaps one does. I'm merely being a channel through which an unasked question can get itself asked. Because one would be making a fairly definite statement about oneself. Would we be, as the phrase goes, happy about saying we live in a converted stable block? Imagine what you'd think if you met someone at a party who said, we live in a converted stable block. I mean, I liked it as a place. I liked the little cobbled yard. I liked the pots of geraniums. I didn't much like the dustbins. No, I did quite like the dustbins. In a way, I liked the dustbins more than the geraniums. I thought the dustbins left more, as it were, scope for the imagination. But the whole place does shout, as it were, nice young A-B couple with intellectual tastes and as yet no children. Doesn't it? Don't you think? Honestly?
If we don't make up our minds today, the place will be gone.
Well, what are you proposing that we should do?
I think we should take it.
Mm. All right, let's think about taking it.
But I don't think we should think about taking it if you don't think we should.
I do think we should.
You think we should take it?
I think we should think about taking it.
Look, we must get this straight.
We've got it straight.
Are we trying to find a place to live or aren't we? There was only one checkout working in the supermarket. Hello, John. Sorry, Leslie. You're not late. I couldn't shop this morning because I was listening out for the baby downstairs.
I've only just got here myself.
Sorry. Now, what do you want me to do today?
What do you think we should be doing today, Lucy?
I hope you're just about to tell me.
Well, I was wondering if you might like to get on with marking up and cutting.
Sure.
Because I was wondering if you might like me to do some more discarding.
Anything you say.
We've still got a lot of dead wood to get rid of.
Right. Where are the papers?
I was wondering, do you think it would be a good idea if I got started on the old balance of payments folders? Here you are.
Oh, you've got started on the folders.
Just while I was waiting.
I am late.
You're not late.
Sorry.
I was early.
Oh, sorry, anyway.
Library.
My assistant is looking after you, is
yes.
She? Yes.
Yes, nothing I can get you. A few cuttings. Cup of tea.
No, thanks.
Wait, hold on just one moment.
Sorry, I thought John was waiting for something.
No, sorry. I'll see you later then, John.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Go on.
Am I being tidied away?
It's 2 o'clock.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to break it up.
You weren't breaking anything up. Hello, in gross total short times. 109-769-500. 227? Yes. Do you? Of course I hate it.
No, you don't. You've got an instinct for order.
It's a compulsion. I hate the feeling of being compelled.
But you're a natural for it. You're as happy as a child making mud pie.
I hate the mud.
Well, mud pies are an improvement on mud.
Mud pies are mud, and mud's mud.
Mud, mud, glorious mud. Nothing quite like it for cooling the blood.
You did think we should discard everything in the old balance of payments folders except the raw monthly figures, didn't you?
I thought so.
I think you did.
You thought so. You wondered whether I thought it would be a good idea.
I think you thought it would.
I think I thought whatever you thought.
I don't want to do it if you don't think it's a good idea.
No.
What?
Yes. I do think it's a good idea.
Look,
All I can do is make suggestions.
That's right.
It's up to you to say whether you think they're a good idea or not.
Of course it is. And I do.
You do what?
Think they're a good idea. Nuclear power stations. What are we filing them under these days? Atomic Energy Authority or Central Electricity Generating Board?
Nuclear power stations? We file them under nuclear power stations.
Oh. Well, that's one way of doing it.
Unless you'd like to go back to the old system.
That's right, we'll go back to the old system. I said we'll go back to the old system. Whatever that was.
Look, if you want to, you've only got to say...
I've said.
No, seriously.
Seriously. Sorry.
All right. We'll move the tables back together again.
The tables?
Isn't it the tables you're worrying about? It was just an idea, putting them round this way.
It's a good idea.
I thought you'd be happier if your stuff wasn't spreading over onto my table all the time.
Is that what I thought?
I thought that's what you thought.
I love looking at this bit of wall.
Look, if you want to move the tables...
No.
It'll be better when we've got things straight.
Haven't we got things straight?
I haven't finished getting them straight.
No, that'll be the day when we've got everything finally and permanently straight.
Oh.
Hello, Arnold.
Yeah,
You still on fish today?
Yes.
Hold on. What did you have? You had fish general, fish extra, fish EEC, fish Iceland, and fish Norway.
Did I?
How's Megan?
Fine.
Is she managing the new leg all right?
Yes.
I was afraid she might have some difficulty when she moved off the temporary leg, but she's managing, is she?
Do fish sleep at night?
Here you are. This is what you've been waiting for. Magazine. Fresh this morning. Pick them yourself. These will bring roses back to your cheeks.
In the in basket, please, Geoffrey.
Oh, in the in basket they should go. In the in and out the out. How's Arnold today?
Fine.
How's Megan?
Fine.
On the men?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Not to worry. She'll be all right. Home soon.
Yes.
Before you know where you are, you'll be wishing she'll be back in hospital again.
That's right.
Well, we all know the kind of thing you get up to while her back is turned. Don't we, Lizzie? Eh? Don't we, Lucy? I say we all know the kind of thing Arnold gets up to while his wife's out of the way.
Do we?
Do we, she says. Oh, dear. What's got into her today?
Fish general, fish after, fish EEC, fish Iceland, fish Norway.
Look at him. Tucked your way up there.
Oh, and I've written down the number of the transport and general office in Hull. Here. You know there are problems about the unionisation of the trawlermen?
Oh, no.
You probably ought to have a word with them about it, wouldn't you?
Phone someone up, he says. That's certainly not what I had in mind.
Right.
Wouldn't you be happier using the phones in the newsroom?
The newsroom? Oh, dear, dear. That takes a bit of thinking about. He didn't know there were any phones in the newsroom. Oh, he's going. Well, you've got to hand it to her, you know. She's certainly got this one trained. No, he's stopped. Hello, what's this? Change of plan. Oh, dear. He's packed his bags. You stirred him up altogether.
Sorry, you won't forget to sign for the folders, Arnold.
Oh.
Cheer up, Arnold. They always get you in the end. That's what women are for, bless their little cotton socks.
Yes.
Poor old Arnold. He doesn't know what's hitting. Does he, Lucy?
No.
You're very quiet these days, hiding away in your little corner over there.
That's right.
A terrible trial she used to be to us all. Do you remember that, Leslie? Or was that before your time?
I wouldn't say she changed.
Oh, dear me. Uproar there used to be in here. People carrying on, everything everywhere. Isn't that right, Lucy?
Yes.
Yes, she agrees, you see. She's with me. Still, all that was before your time. She's a reformed character now. What's come over you?
Oh, shut up, Geoffrey.
No, it's funny, though, isn't it? I mean, because you've got a nice little playmate in here now, which is what you've always wanted.
Well, I suppose we must be getting on with our work.
That's right, Leslie. You get on with your work.
What she means, Geoffrey, is hop it.
I know what she means. No, seriously, I remember Lucy sitting in here in despair saying, I'll never get this place straight. Tears streaming down her face. Isn't that right, Lucy? Tears streaming down your face.
Geoffrey, shove off.
And now you've got it straight and everything in the garden's lovely. and you sat yourself down in the corner here and gone into a decline. Oh, I've seen this happen over and over again, you know. People get what they've always wanted, and what they've always wanted turns out to be not what they want at all. Well, I mean, take Arnold. He and his good lady don't get along, right?
Honestly, Geoffrey, do shut up about it.
No. We all know this. Leslie knows it.
If we all know it, we don't need to hear it again.
No, listen, please. I'm making a serious point. All Arnold needed to make him happy was to see the back of his good lady. So what happens? His good lady obligingly goes off to hospital, poor girl, and leaves Arnold on his own. And his old Arnold living the bachelor life out on the town every night and chasing all the girls. No, he's not. He's still as miserable as sin. He still creeps off home at 9 o'clock every night, looking as if he's surrendering to his bail. Aren't I right, Lucy? You've seen him. Oh. Silence reigned and they all got wet. No, I'm right, though, aren't I? What's the matter with her these days, Leslie? Oh, now you're shaking your head at me. Oh, dear. Have I put my foot in it?
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear. Sorry about that, Lucy.
It's all right.
Well, I didn't realise.
Nothing much to realise.
Arnold's billeted on you, then, while Megan's away.
That's right. Arnold's billeted on me.
Oh, well, no wonder he's still looking miserable, then. If old Lucy's keeping on the straight and narrow. Oh, dear me, though. I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Wallop!
Yeah, well.
I thought you knew everything.
I thought I knew most things had gone around here.
You're losing your grip. That was a joke.
No, it's true, you see. I'm getting on.
Don't be silly.
No. Year after next, and then out.
Year after next? It can't be.
It can be. It is.
You'll be all right.
Will I?
You'll have the time of your life.
What, with no evening papers to take round? No galleys, no page proofs? Oh, well, you mustn't think about it. It'll be all right. I'll be all right, I suppose. Sorry about my little clangor.
Oh, quite funny, really.
Oh, she's off.
I'm off.
Well, as long as we can go on laughing, we'll all be all right.
We'll be all right.
Oh, yes, you'll be all right, Lucy, love. Whatever happens.
Sorry, I didn't manage that very well. Manage it? Why should you have to manage it? I mean, I might have coped with Geoffrey better. No need to cope with anyone on my behalf, sugar. Lucy, when Megan comes back from hospital, Arnold is going to move out. He is going to go home. Sorry. You're worried about Megan?
I've never met Megan.
Well, don't worry about Arnold. I get him out of the pub by 9 every night. I get him to the hospital 3 times a week. What more do you want me to do?
I don't mean Arnold. You've been smashing about him.
Thanks.
I mean, what about you?
Oh. Me?
Oh, you can't go on looking after him.
Look, Arnold's all right.
He may be all right, but that's not the point.
He's worth more than most of the people in this office put together.
Yes, but that's not the point, is it?
Well, what is the point?
Well, the point is that you're not...
Not what?
Not in love with each other. Anyway, he will be going when Megan comes home.
Who says Megan's coming home?
She's not coming home.
Not just yet.
I thought she was getting better. Isn't she getting better? You mean she's never coming home?
What do you think?
Oh, God.
Yes, poor old Megan.
I wasn't thinking of Megan.
I don't think about her much either. It doesn't really bear thinking about.
I was thinking more of you.
I wish you'd stop thinking of me.
I can't help
it. Well, try. Make your mind a blank.
In a way, I feel responsible. If I hadn't arrived, you and John would still have been together.
Oh, shut up! John and I had split up long before you arrived.
You were living together.
Not then.
It was almost the first thing you told me when I got here.
Really? Well, perhaps we were. Well, I can't remember the sequence of events.
So I can't help feeling responsible.
Oh, do stop feeling responsible for everything. Allow other people a little responsibility for themselves. There are some things in the world which happen independently of you.
What I meant to happen when I started this business with John was for you to be forced to make up your mind about Wally. Well, that was one of the things I had in mind.
Leslie, you're a
terrible person. Do you realize that? You're driving me mad. I'm going crazy cooped up in here with you.
I'm sorry.
No. It was a kind thought.
It wasn't supposed to be a kindness. I just wanted to get things straight.
Thanks. Anyway.
John and I are thinking of getting married. I'm sorry.
No. Congratulations.
I mean, it's not for my benefit. I wouldn't normally have suggested marriage.
Wouldn't you? Normally?
I mean, not in normal circumstances. But I think John needs a fairly definite framework to his life. He does tend to go off in different directions.
He does, yes.
I can't help feeling he'd benefit from being rather more pinned down. Don't you think so?
I think pinning down is exactly what he needs. Preferably without anaesthetics.
I mean, not to restrict him.
No.
Just to get him organised.
Yes.
What?
Nothing. Well, John, you, me, nothing much.
What proportion?
Oh, God, here he is.
And whether any of these figures have ever been collected in this form, I don't know. I should think almost certainly not. What proportion of our energy, and I mean literally physical energy, though it would be nice if it were possible to include human energy, expended by, for instance, postman in the delivery of letters, what proportion of our total energy output is spent not upon production, but upon, and I don't know exactly how to put this, but, as it were, rearrangement of the world's contents, as, for instance, transportation of goods and people, transmission of information by television, etc., etc., rearrangement of information by computer, etc., etc. Oh, and this, I should say, is for a supplement on the communications industry.
Right.
Though I suppose, when one comes to think about it, production as well has to be seen as a process of, as it were, a rearrangement.
Congratulations.
Oh, dear. You thought of that before?
On your engagement.
Sorry?
I told her we were thinking of getting married.
Oh, yes. Well, it's still, as it were, at the committee stage.
You've proposed to yourself?
Well, I put in an outline proposal.
An outline proposal?
As one might say.
And you received, as one might say, provisional planning approval?
As it were.
And as it were, engagement.
Well, as we call it in the trade.
Well, as it were, congratulations.
That's all right.
That's all right?
What?
What do you mean, that's all right?
Well, isn't it all right?
Oh, it's for God's sake, John. When somebody says congratulations, you don't say that's all right.
No, I suppose you don't.
Look, this is a breakdown of energy uses which includes transport.
What do I mean? I mean, if that's all right with you.
You mean? Cheers.
No. I mean, the same to you.
You mean? Sit down. This one's on me. Oh, dear. Leslie!
Yes.
Trouble.
Perhaps you ought to run after her.
I probably ought.
Sorry, John.
No, it's not your fault.
I shouldn't have joked about it.
She's no sense of humour. That's where it went wrong.
No, I shouldn't say that.
Not a flicker.
No. Won't that be a bit tricky?
Yes.
John, are you serious about this thing? You're not, are you?
No. Well, yes. I don't know.
Oh, you are a rat.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it. It's my fate. It's what was to be.
You are, you know. You're a rat.
No, no. That's my conception of life at the moment. A process of slowly, as it were, falling off a cliff, catching on branches and ricocheting off ledges on the way. I quite like the sensation.
On second thoughts, you're not a rat. Mm. You're just a great perambulating heap of blancmange.
Mm-hmm. Some great blancmange lovers around.
Some, not Leslie.
No, not Leslie. Well, yes, Leslie. She likes digging it around with her spoon. She keeps saying she thinks our relationship ought to be more, as it were, defined. So we sit there by the hour and, as it were, define it.
While you slip further and further down into the chair.
And getting less and less defined.
Like a blancmange melting.
Anyway, let's slide off tonight and talk about it all over a plate of nostalgic, as it were, prawn biryani.
I know your prawn biryani.
Yeah, honestly, why not?
Why not? Well, what about Arnold, just to start?
What about Arnold?
Arnold doesn't like prawn biryani.
Arnold won't be eating prawn biryani. Biryani. Arnold isn't, as one might say, invited.
Well, then I've got to get him his supper, haven't I?
Arnold can get his own supper for once.
Well, you know what will happen if I leave Arnold on his own for the evening.
Well, we'll get someone to babysit.
Anyway, Arnold's got nothing to do with this.
You brought up the question of Arnold.
Oh, No. Listen, a little bird has been whispering in my ear.
What? Which little bird?
And I think the time has come to get a few things straightened out.
Well, I'll be sliding along.
No, this concerns you too, John. What is all this? Lucy, you've been a real brick ever since Megan went into hospital. I know what you've done for Arnold, and you needn't think I don't. But I knew it would be too much for you. I said so right at the beginning, didn't I, John? I knew she couldn't do a full-time job running this library and look after you. And keep dear old Arnold on the straight and narrow. She's had a jolly good try, and we're all very proud of her, aren't we, John?
Yes.
And you, John, you've both been real bricks.
I have been a brick.
I didn't realise what a kind-hearted old thing you were.
I haven't done anything. Well, what have I done?
You've had Arnold round there every night.
Not me.
Don't be silly, John. We're all grown up here. We all know about you and Lucy. And it's exactly the same for you as for any other young couple. You've got your own life to lead. You can't look after someone else's granddad as well. Now, it's different for me, because since Freddie died, I've been all on my own, sir. And there's nothing easier for me than to buy an extra chop and peel a few more spots.
Nora, it's very kind of you, but he won't come.
Oh, I know he's a terrible old grouch. And I know he's terrified of the old widow woman getting her hands on him. But we'll talk him round one way or another. And if we can't talk him round, we'll jolly well drag him round by brute force.
John, say something.
What? Thanks.
For God's sake. You two go out and enjoy yourselves for once.
Yes, we were thinking of sliding off for a plate or something.
Don't worry, John. Arnold's never going to agree.
Don't you worry about Arnold.
I'll come and collect him as soon as he finishes and feed him and drive him home afterwards.
We'll nobble Arnold, all right, between us.
Us? Mm-hmm. Who's us?
Oh, never you mind.
You and the little bird has been whispering in your
ear. That's right, me and the little bird. A sweet, kind little bird who likes to put things right and who's too modest to want any credit for it.
Library. Yes. You knew there were three charges of demanding money with ministers as well.
The jolly good thing it is that there are little birds like that around in the world.
Yes, hold on.
Oh, dear. I don't know what's so funny about that. What's the joke, Lucy? John, do you know what the joke is?
Yes.
Sorry. Thanks, Leslie. Nice of you to think of it.
Oh. Really? Hello? No, Steve,
Stevens was the one the judge said was the artist in evil. O'Connor was merely the pathetic victim of his own ignorance and childish greed, all right?
Anyway, now don't worry, Lucy. We'll fix Arnold between us.
You and the little bird.
Yes, the little bird. All Arnold needs is a bit of firmness. He's been indulged for too long.
The little bird's flown off again.
I know where she's gone this time.
Yes, to fix Arnold.
That's right. Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, it's not funny.
No, it's not at all funny.
Well, it is what one might call tragic irony.
I think it is rather tragic, but you don't appreciate Lucy's thoughtfulness more.
It is,
Lucy.
It's heartbreaking.
We are rats.
We are.
Rats.
I must admit, I don't really understand you two.
Oh, you're not the only one. Do you understand yourself?
No!
Do you understand me?
We don't
understand ourselves! Do we, Wally?
Well, it's happened.
Oh, no funny terms today, Wally.
It's finally happened.
Wally, there's other giggles all
over. You won't laugh when I tell you.
Oh, yes, they will. Hello, Wally. They're taking in notice of us.
Yes, I love his timing.
I hope you really got that horse outside today. It's now on the
perfect deadpan.
What is it? What's happened? What is it, Wally?
We've folded. The papers ceased publication. I ran into Tom Arthur on the stairs and he'd just come out of the chairman's office.
They couldn't just stop?
I stopped.
But they couldn't just...
We're not producing a paper tonight.
But the unions...
What about the unions?
The unions wouldn't stand for it.
It's too late, Nora. It's all over.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it in the
Well,
you, Lucy... Library? Hello, yes. We've just heard. Wally's here. Yes, I know. We can't. Well, thanks anyway. Okay.
Well, we all saw it coming.
But we're not going to take this lying down, are we?
Well, what can we do?
Well, surely we can protest.
Well, we can protest.
We can put in a really strong protest.
Then we can argue about the compensation.
Here you are, evening papers. Read all about it. Plane crash in the Pacific, motorway madness hit city centre, and fares are going up. Bad news all round. Nothing like it for putting the sparkle back in your eye. Oh, hello, Wally. What's your trouble then, Wally, eh? End of the world. What's his trouble, Lucy? Oh. Bad news.
Yes, it's the paper, Geoffrey.
We've folded.
No.
Wally met Tom Arthur on the stairs.
He just come out of the chairman's office.
It's been going for over 100 years, this paper.
Well, it's just another development site now.
Yes, well, it's all right for me. I'm an old man.
I certainly shan't find another job at my age.
Well, none of us can find jobs in this town, that's for sure.
Well, it's people like you, Wally, I feel sorry. It's for his families to support.
What about you, Lucy?
Oh, it doesn't matter about me.
You know who I feel sorriest for. You may think it sounds ridiculous, but I feel sorriest for little Leslie.
Poor old Leslie.
She hasn't been here long, I know, but she's put her whole heart and soul into this place.
Got the whole thing reorganized.
And now it's just so much waste paper.
You know how old she is. 26. This is only her second job, and she gave it everything she'd got.
Another week, and she'd have got this whole place up to date.
Slaving away she was to get all the paper wore out of it.
Well, it's all dead now. Balance of payments, 1957 to 61.
Well,
oh, God, look at it all.
Go. Why? They can just stay there now.
Balance of payments, 1961 to 64.
Right. Oh, don't, Lucy. Come on, my boss is cutting to my
head. I don't think they will, Nora. We've been collecting waste paper all these years.
Dead leaves, Nora.
Look at it. Biology, broadcasting, commodities, community, fashion. That's my life in there. Instruments. Jo!
can't remember Cyclamen.
Defoliant.
Fly away, Cyclamen.
Fly away, defoliant.
Look at all this stuff. Weed killer. Shall I chuck it?
Ecology. Chuck it, woman.
That's good. I like that.
Just let me get my hands on this. Election general.
Censorship!
Up with censorship!
Up it goes!
War! No, up with war!
Come on, Nora. Here's one for you, women.
No, I'm closed for this sort of thing.
Oh, get stuck in, Nora. No messing about.
Let your hair down, Nora.
Get rid, Nora.
Oh, dear. Up with women.
Yoga! Electricity! Electronics!
Dentist!
Library! European Economic Community! Oh, God, that was beautiful!
Oh, my shoulder goes feed at the storm!
Oh, yes! Benjamin, no, my God, she's rather rude! Arnold, come here! Just the man we want to see!
Something about eating in your place!
There's my God!
Rather Nora's place!
Please!
Come and
join
your
father,
Arnold!
Here, Arnold! Grab a handful of
violets! Oh,
the paper's folded!
You're on the street, Arnold!
What? You're the Mazier!
Oh, computers!
John
Buck!
Look! It's the summer holidays!
Christmas!
We're having a party!
We're having an orgy!
Having a white wedding! Oh!
Well, I must kiss the bridegroom.
What? I'm the bride's father.
Oh,
and I'm the best man, Lucy. I have to kiss the bridesmaid.
I'm the vicar. I have to kiss everyone.
Oh, Wally.
Oh,
John, this is serious.
No, no, I'm the vicar.
Come on.
I can't have this sort of thing going on in my church unless I'm allowed to join in.
Will you get out of it?
Right. I'm, as one might say, shilling you, Wally. Now watch it, Professor.
Whoops! Oh, right! Fellow of all souls! Fellow old fools, more likely!
What's this? Well, no, miss, you swine up. What is all this?
What? We just voiced the door.
Why, you talk?
It's all your bloody awful leaders.
My leaders?
It was your writing that finished this paper off.
What finished this paper off, if you want to know? This is a proposition that would meet with pretty general assent.
Yeah, well, it's in
the load of soy, oh, get up!
What finished this paper off?
What finished this paper off?
Unidentified flying objects!
I'm trying to make a serious point! Caviar! What finished this paper off was being, as it were, dead already.
No, John, I won't have that. It was a fine paper. Let's never forget that.
It was a great paper.
It was the best.
It was just a great, towering heap of waste paper and ancient prejudices. Oh, pair girls!
What about the people on it?
What about the people on it?
You're not trying to tell us there was another team anywhere half as good as this one?
What? Us?
Yes, us.
Wally here? And Arnold?
Yes, Wally here and Arnold.
Look at us. Look at us.
Disaster.
Natural. Oh, I'm sick of having things thrown at me. I'm sick of institutional jokes. I'm going to break your bloody skull in when you're not Wally.
What are you staring at?
Oh, hello, Leslie.
How long have you been,
Come on, Leslie.
Come and join the fun.
We were just talking about you, Leslie.
You were just saying how hard you'd work to get this place straight.
Now, you really put your heart and soul into it.
And now, look at it.
She doesn't understand.
She doesn't know what's happened.
The paper's folded, Leslie.
We've gone bust.
Yes, so I gather.
She does know.
Someone's told her.
We're just killing time to celebrate.
We're having, as the saying goes, a ball.
Yeah, we're going to set fire to all this lot, and then we're going to stick John on a window pole and barbecue him. Will you have a slice? She doesn't understand.
No, I don't think I do. Sorry. Well, this is all waste paper now, isn't it?
We shan't need any of it anymore.
But we shall, shan't we?
Need this? What for? The papers?
Why not?
Well, we don't know how to run a paper, do we?
I thought we could bring out tomorrow's paper.
Oh, we're bringing out tomorrow's paper.
Oh, no problem about tomorrow's paper, no.
But then what happens?
I thought we could think about that tomorrow, couldn't we? Sorry.
I might have known Leslie wouldn't let us off as easily as that.
Take the paper over? That's not a bad idea.
Stir things up a bit.
Well, I suppose we could bring out tomorrow's paper.
Oh, no problem about tomorrow's paper.
We could see how that went.
The People's Daily.
We're not really thinking about it, are we?
Well, we couldn't do any worse than the present lot.
We could certainly do better than them, John.
Oh, we could knock spots off that day. The local Pravda.
Yeah, there must be a market in this place for a really good local daily.
Of course there must. They don't know how to run a paper.
You must accept that, John.
Well, perhaps we should think about it.
Well, of course, we've got to think about it.
Well, I think that's all I'm saying.
Oh, we'll think about it, all right.
Mm. We're all supposed to be meeting in the sub-editor's room now to discuss it.
Come on, then.
All right. Right, all
sorry about the mess, Leslie.
Yes, sorry about this.
No, I'm sorry to have spoiled your fun.
I knew we were wrong.
Oh, I knew we were wrong. Right.
Look at it. Sorry, Leslie. Anyway, it can't be helped. We'll clear it up after the meeting.
Yes, I don't worry about it.
If we all help, it won't take long.
No, you'll be all right.
Come on, men. Off we go. See the way, Leslie.
You're all going to have to be as good as gold now, you may. Come on, Arnold.
Yes, all right, Nora.
Uncle, come in, Lucy.
My bag's under the slot.
Gone, but she's got, as one might say, a grip.
Leslie.
My, as I privately like to think of her ex, as it were, fiancé.
The paper today, you tomorrow.
Hmm. She slotted Arnold in all right, anyway. 9 o'clock, then, at prawn, Gerione?
We'll see.
John, you coming? Oh, sure. Oh, sorry about all that. I didn't really mean what I said.
Of course not, of course not. Nothing means what it appears to mean.
I mean, I think your leaders are the only thing worth reading in the paper.
That's right, that's right. And I think your stuff is what we call in the business brilliant.
They are brilliant. Arnold, Nora, all of them.
Yes, Arnold and Nora too.
And Lucy. Where's Lucy? Come on, madam. Are we eloping together, or aren't we?
We've got first full moon.
Now or never, Wally.
Sooner or later.
Didn't you hear what I said?
When the horse is up to it.
Go on, Wally. Go to the meeting.
One of these days.
That's right. One of these days.
When the revolution comes.
That was the revolution.
One of these days. One of these days.
Alphabetical Order by Michael Frayn, adapted for radio by Dickon Reed, Martin Jarvis was John, Penelope Wilton was Lucy, and Rosalind Ayres, Leslie. Marcia Warren was Nora, Derek Giler, Jeffrey, Nigel Lambert, Wally, and Jeffrey Matthews, Arnold. Alphabetical Order was directed by David Hitchinson of the BBC World Service Drama Unit.
ABCDEFG HIJKLMN